This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The next segment, and then I'm going to get more into the establishment flunkies are flunking out, the big global awakening, the economy, health news, the latest on the whole Russia thing has just imploded. It's worse than we even thought. I mean, Mueller, I'm not going to say he's a Russian agent because he was just out there whoring out America as a globalist. Anybody that would, you know, it's like saying, you know, as a hooker, is a hooker your wife if you have sex with her? No, I mean, you know, is a hooker a spy working for you if she has sex with you? No, I mean, he's worse than that. He was not loyal to Russia. He's just some person that, like all these globalists, that just are selling America out hand over fist, seven ways to Sunday. And now it's just all coming out, and Podesta's under investigation, and his brother, and NBC News, and just total validation of everything we've been talking about. But I want to go to this report because it's interesting from John Bowne. North Korean nukes and lunar caves. North Korean nukes and lunar caves, and we'll be back. I found it, the tip of the spear, the front line of the ever-expanding renaissance, the great enlightenment, the great human empowerment that the kleptocratic global technocrats, the authoritarians, hate more than anything else in the universe is free will. We are the defense of free will. We are the info war. And as you see, when we promote freedom and family and success and honor and duty and set that up against globalism that is dishonor and enslavement, the whole world says, we want the Renaissance. We want the American dream. We want what has never been fully realized, but even partially realized, was incontrovertibly light years better than any other human system. North Korea warns U.S. it will respond with fire, saying U.N. sanctions would be attempt to declare war. They basically say, if you put more sanctions on us, we're going to attack you.
Well, this is how North Koreans are taking Mr. Trump's comments, speech at the United Nations. So to be honest, when I first heard Mr. Trump's speech, I knew this was coming. North Koreans have to react because Trump belittled the leader, called him names, calling him a rocket man bent on a suicide mission, and threatened to totally destroy North Korea. So Kim Jong-un then followed up with a very personal statement. And I've been watching North Korea for a very long time. I have never seen a leader speaking a first person, write that statement, putting his name on it. So he's taking it very personally now. And so I don't think North Koreans can back down. He has now tied his legitimacy and credibility, that is Kim Jong-un, to reacting. And so they have to continue with provocations. So I'm afraid we might see another intercontinental ballistic missile test or more provocations are forthcoming.
A lot of science and tech news. They have found a giant lunar cave that is just amazing.
For years, scientists have been hunting for the stable lava tubes that are believed to exist on the moon. A remnant from the moon's past, when it was still volcanically active, these underground channels could very well be an ideal location for lunar colonies someday.
Japanese scientists have discovered a massive cave on the moon that can one day serve as a shelter for the astronauts colonizing a rocky neighbor. According to the reports, it is 30 miles long, 330 feet wide, which is a lot of what folks at NASA have told me was already discovered by NASA, but has been kept secret. I was told that by Buzz Aldrin in a conversation I've talked about. He's been on air before, but in a conversation out in Los Angeles where he told me a lot of interesting things. And I thought he was putting me on, but I was walking through an airport almost a year later, and what he told me was on the cover of USA Today, that the Indians had crashed a probe by design at thousands of miles an hour to the surface of the moon with another probe that popped off the back so that it could then fly back around and pick up the jet of
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up, I'm going to start opening the phones up. I'd love to hear from you. As long as you got a good telephone and want to comment on all the different things that are happening in the world, on the global political realignment, we're everywhere, anti-globalist, pro-free market, 1776 type candidates are getting elected everywhere. It's incredible. And it's a vision I had, political vision, not a magical vision, that I'm seeing manifest. We've seen the last 2 parliamentary votes in Italy this year. Earlier this year, they voted to not allow the EU to expand and take over their military. That's the EU's move to take over Europe. Now that the folks want to get out, they are trying to force them back in. And now they had another vote pulling away from the EU and globalism, totally panicking the globalists. The Czech Republic just elected a billionaire Donald Trump libertarian type. Austria just did last week. I mean, this is a weekly occurrence. I'm not going to list all the stuff that's happening, but it's an amazing time to be alive. And I coined the term, or popularized the term, the answer to 1984, to 1776. And further, I don't want globalism. I want 1776 worldwide. And that doesn't mean America running globalism. It means Americana ideas, what made us great, becoming popular around the world like they were until the last decade or two. Soft power, free market. Thousands of choices on healthcare or food or clothing or guns. Just more choices. You're not a bad person. You're not an evil person. You don't hurt somebody. You can do whatever you want, including kill yourself. So that's what all this comes down to, is a free society. Now, I wanted to get Outlaw Morgan on because I've seen his stuff. It's great stuff. And more and more, I want to get these popular YouTubers and citizen journalists and, you know, ranters like myself on. Because if you put together in the aggregate the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of prominent people and thousands of semi-prominent and others, it's just how we dwarf mainstream media is just ridiculous. I mean, InfoWars is bigger than a lot of mainstream media. Drudge is bigger than any other news site out there. But when you look at all these folks that are out there and you look at the huge awakening, I don't want to be too positive because they still got our kids and they're brainwashing us. We got big problems, but we're fighting back. The tide's starting to turn. Outlaw Morgan has got 569,000 followers on Facebook. I'm going to get all his YouTube and Twitter stuff at Outlaw Morgan, outlawmorgan.com. Really funny guy. I wanted to get him on just to get his view as a citizen out there standing up and speaking out in the last few years, where he sees this revolution. Does he agree with me that we're starting to win? And how does he think the empire is going to strike back? And what does he think about all these more fake polls by the same polling companies saying Trump, you know, has a super low approval rating, though all the bots and corporate bots show the opposite? I mean, what's going to happen here is the people that still buy into the bull get more and more radicalized, and those of us that are more and more awake split apart. They admit we're polarizing. What's going to happen to the East Coast and West Coast elites? I mean, because I've been on the East Coast and West Coast. Many of the leftists have entered total mental meltdown. Outlaw Morgan, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, Alex. You know, I just want to say first and foremost that about 9 years ago, I came across you right about the time that Occupy Wall Street occurred, and you took me down many rabbit holes. So with that being said, you had a lot to do with actually waking me up, and you have a lot of Americans out there and waking them up as well. I think personally what we're seeing right now is a lot of people, they got to a point where they can't take it anymore. And that's where I was. I'm a nobody. I'm not a journalist. I fluked up and created a podcast and things of this nature. But basically, I was just a common, ordinary American who was tuning in, saw what was going on, and realized I couldn't take it anymore. It was giving me a brain aneurysm, and I finally spoke out. And evidently, a mass portion of America actually agrees with me, the blue-collar, hardworking Americans out there that love this country that actually see what's going on from the liberal agenda, tearing down our society, taking over our kids, their frame of minds, creating this conditioning and this programming within people. Somebody has to stand up and actually break the mold. So I did what I did thinking the black SUVs would roll up to the house, but they've never shown up. And so far, I think what's happening right now is a beautiful thing, because it's each one teach one, each one reach one. And it's important that we allow others to realize they're not alone in their thoughts. They're not alone in the way that they perceive everything right now. And we have to band together. We have to stick together, because I am a victim of political correctness. And that was one of the first things that I wanted to basically try to abolish. And I literally got banned from Facebook today for a live feed to announce that I was coming on here. But now some of the context that I say is a little offensive, I guess, because it's the truth, or at least how I perceive the truth. I'm tired of the truth being racist. I'm tired of facts being bigotry, and I'm tired of like grounded, you know, evidence and statistics being overlooked because people are submerged in their feelings. So I think where we are is awesome to see people like Brandon Tatum, David Harris Jr., who I know you've had on the show. They've been on my show. Well, David's been on my show as well. So I think it's awesome that there is a collective of us out there. Jack Posobiec, Joe Biggs, which you're familiar with. There's a lot of people out there that have YouTube channels, such as Mark Dice, myself, a lot of people, and they're all actually going up against the system. And that's exactly what we need. We need more of it.
And they are admittedly at YouTube and Facebook massively increasing censorship, where I'll try to cover an L.A. Times report saying there's 10 times the black on white crime, and they will ban that video saying it's racist. They don't want a real debate. I'm not against black people, but the left is so hyped up that whites are evil that a certain minority percentage of blacks believe it's okay to go out and rob and kill whites, and the new Black Panther Party in Houston says go out and loot and kill white people. I mean, that's in the Houston Chronicle. So all I'm saying is that's a more aggressive group than the KKK. I don't like the KKK either, but there really is this open call. Like the BBC says, whites are inherently bad and evil. Well, then Mark Faber says, no, we're not. We've done a lot of good. And he gets basically fired from his company.
Right. Well, and this is what we're seeing. Look, political correctness is not new. I mean, look at what it's actually done to European countries. Look what it did to Germany. Look what it's done to France, to Sweden, to Denmark, Canada, even. We're the last country to actually be able to take a stand against political correctness, which is a cancer that is going to overtake it. You can't. I mean, I'm afraid right now that my daughter, who is 8 years old, could perhaps grow up and not be able to voice out an original thought that's within the framework of her own mind, without being plunged in the head by somebody like Antifa or something to this effect. And that's why it's so important that I think we have to fight and strive to let everyone know that it's okay to have thoughts. You know, the idea that everything is racist, everything's bigot, everything's xenophobia, everything's transphobia, everything's homophobic. These are glitter words. These are things that.
And by the way, do you agree with me that they've over pushed it so bad now that it's just creating a backlash, not of really racism, but of people just absolutely saying, I don't care what you say or what you do, I'm not paying attention to it anymore. And the more shrill they get trying to make us submit, that only drives people away that much faster.
Well, not just that, Alex. Also, that you got to look at this. You know, the serpent eating its own tail, the monster eating itself, so to speak. This is basically what they've created. If you remember, there was a college where they were going to teachers and they go to professors and call them racist. And they're as liberal as they get. So the monster will literally eat itself. It's just like the welfare state. It can't sustain its own weight. And they created this thing. They actually created the fire. They've thrown gas on it. They perpetuate it. They facilitate it. And then it's going to basically destroy them as well. So, I mean, here's the thing. I think we need to get back to the idea of having your own opinion is okay. Having your own original thoughts should be okay. Whether that's a diverse opinion from someone else. I mean, this is the problem. They want to create a cookie cutter world. They want us all to think the same way. They want us to all look the same
way.
And
then they give us the newest download every month, and we go from what was politically correct before to the new reality. Their history's actors. We're just slaves. What do you make when we come back from break? Hollywood eating itself, the EU eating itself. I mean, all these liberal institutions, now they can't expand on us and enslave us. As people say, no, they have to dominate. They're hateful people. They're all turning on themselves in spectacular fashion. I want to ask you now when we come back, A, do you agree with that? And B, Outlaw Morgan, what's going to happen next then as the vampires don't have us anymore?
Well, here's the thing. Hollywood is a beautiful analogy. You know what I mean? Like, we're watching what's going on with Hollywood. I encourage anyone that's in Hollywood that's an actor or an actress, I encourage anyone that's been, sexually molested in any sort of way to come forward. Right now is your opportunity. And I promise you that I, myself, and I'm sure many other Americans who have a voice in platforms such as Facebook, YouTube, we will back you.
Absolutely. The revolution is now. Come out against the globalists on every front. Expose all their crimes. Now is the time. Attack, attack, attack.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustained winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
Morgan breaking down his views on the Second Amendment. I'm Alex Jones. Thanks for joining us.
Ain't this some bull? Democrats gonna go out here and shoot us up and then wanna lecture us about gun control. I have an idea for you. Let's ban Democrats from getting firearms. I mean, most of you lunatics aren't mentally stable anyway. I got a background check for you. Who did you vote for? Let's face it, if you voted for Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, you already fall under mentally ill. If you trigger by expressive thought and scream microaggression, you definitely don't need a gun. If everyone you disagree with is a Nazi, you don't need a gun. If you say things like,
"You're a white male,"
while actually being white yourself, you don't need a gun. Matter of fact, the list of Democrats that have actually pulled off domestic terrorist activity is rather impressive. But instead of actually acknowledging the problem, let's blame it on the NRA and all these rednecks. After all white people are terrorists and all Trump supporters deserve to be 6 feet under, right? Yeah, because thinking like that is truly logical. And these are the people that want to take your guns away from you. Instead of worrying about what's good for all of America, how about you get your own people in check? Because after all, if we could get Democrats to stop shooting people, then our crime rate would possibly drop by 90%. Have a good weekend. Be sure to share this video.
Great stuff. Just common sense. And now I've talked to the gun shops in town, and I read this in the news. The biggest gun rush now, they thought it would end when Trump got in. It's actually as big as ever. And gun sales just continue because the left is now buying guns. And they come wanting to train for war, but then kind of meet the conservatives and libertarians and end up going out to dinner and then get deprogrammed. I mean, I think we're seeing the extinction of the Democratic Party domestic population, because on average they really are people living in 200, 500 square foot apartments, totally scared, always grew up in a big city, really believe all the MSNBC BS, and they're just so pathetic and so fearful that as they prepare for war to fight us, they're actually becoming human again and kind of meeting us on top of the mountain. Now that's some of them. A lot of them are too far gone. What do you think about that statement, Outlaw Morgan?
I think you're absolutely right. And at the end of the day, man, once you actually take the political atmosphere out of the equation and you take the mainstream media driving this train, because that's basically what's happening in a nutshell, is that you have the mainstream media creating the narrative. If you actually take the narrative out of the equation and you actually strip away the political atmosphere, you'll actually see that we're all just people. And we all actually kind of want the same things. We have different views, different beliefs or whatever. But at the end of the day, I actually say that Antifa has every right to protest. When they implement and, put violence into the mix, then that's where I think, you know, that's where the all bets are
off. Of course they have a right. But then they're there as their stated goal to stop anybody else they disagree with from having speech. That's a terrorist organization. That's racketeering.
I agree. Well, you know, you remember the petition that went around, over 350,000 signatures, mine included, in that mix, said that they are a domestic terrorist organization. They've been classified as such by the DHS. I'm not saying they're not a domestic terrorist organization. They need to be looked at very carefully. I mean, Steven Crowder even did a video where they infiltrated Antifa, and they're trying to crowdsource, you know, money, crowdfund money to acquire weapons. So they're a double-edged sword. One part of me wants to look at them and laugh because beta males and feminists are fun to make fun of. And then another part of me looks at them and says, you know, these guys might be for real, you know, and they're one martyr away from.
And what's crazy is, I go back to the domestication, literally the women look tougher than the males as an average, but there's none of them are manly. And you can tell they're video game heads that also pay attention to kind of echo chamber fake bots that are on Facebook, and they're now kind of emerging out of Plato's cave for war with an imaginary enemy that the globalists programmed into their brain. So they're literally virtual reality, glow-in-the-dark basement kids believing hype, coming out for war with something that doesn't exist. They're literally mind control victims.
You are absolutely right. You just hit the nail on the head, and I've been saying this for months. I am trying my best to go out here and identify where this fascism is coming from that they're fighting, and I'm failing to find it. As a matter of fact, when I go to Home Depot, I go to Walmart, I go to the gas station, I go anywhere, no one's pulling me out of my car and clubbing me in the head for my beliefs, whether they're political or not. The only people that are actually out there trying to censor you is Facebook, is YouTube, is the conglomerates that are in bed with the left and trying to push their narrative and trying to push their agenda on the people. And that's simply what I represent, is to stand up and fight against that. Now, it's getting tougher for me to do because, as you, if you've seen some of my videos, you know that I'm kind of raw and I'm more of like a construction worker, barroom kind of guy. And my language is, you know, whatever, but the message is still there, language or not. And every time I seem to go live, I get censored and banned from Facebook.
Well, sure. Here's what's happening. They have their little super voters that go around and then they say, because they're God, which is their little Facebook moderators, that you don't get to exist. And what they're really afraid of, they always say, have moderate speech and be real calm, make politics boring so the average Joe or Sally doesn't want to get involved in it. And so they know that. And it's the fact that we have been rough and brash and real is why we're having victory. Straight shooting. And that's what they're so scared of. It takes all types. And so that's why they're censoring you, because they're afraid of you.
Yep. Well, you know, maybe so, but it doesn't really stop me. I still get the message out. I've had to learn how to maneuver within their paradigm. I've had to learn to, you know, like, cut back the language, come off a little more educated, and I have moments where it's hard for me to do because
I'm going to do a satire character, and everybody else should do it, that is literally a libtard, and then I'm going to do shows where I go, all white males are evil, we should teach kids at age 3 how to be trannies, everyone should take extra vaccines, and I'm going to do whole shows every week now where I haven't done the character yet, but where I am just a, and we're going to have a website, everything. And you watch, they'll probably censor that too, even though I'm going to say exact quotes of things they've said. You understand?
Yep.
It's going to be the stuff they haven't censored when it's put out the way they want, but I'm going to do it all in one big giant nightmare.
Right. Well, that, you know, that's the problem, though. If we create a whole society of bubble wrap kids, kids that are afraid that they're going to be microaggressed, they're going to be triggered, we're actually ultimately setting these kids up for failure. And that's the thing that people need to realize. I've not had a white picket fence lifestyle by any means. I've had my own tragedies in life. My brother used to beat me up daily. I get people that send me death threats even now in email. I get people that send me emails that would honestly break the normal person. But, you know, like, I decided that I'm not going to bow down. I'm not going to back off. And there's a part of me that God granted me, or however I've been producing this, like, where I just don't care what people think about me. So it makes it really easy for me to go out there and just slay it and not care. You know, so if they come at me, the best thing they can do is censor me, then so be it. You know, so I think that kids need to be roughed up. They need to understand you don't live inside of a safe space. There are no such things as safe spaces off of your campus. You need to come out and join the real world. And if you're in there for gender studies and basket weaving and liberal arts, you're ultimately going to end up working.
That's right. You're being sabotaged by the globalists by design for a post-industrial world. They want a bunch of brain damaged, sabotaged, domesticated basket cases that they can control, that they can use as a new kept army of crybaby minions that they dominate. But I'm sorry, all over the world, humanity's waking up to the technocracy. Just briefly, what do you make of all these big special elections around the world where globalists are losing?
Well, I think it's awesome. Let's go back to retrospect for a second, because when Donald Trump went into office, one of the first things he actually did was he destroyed TPP. And that's when I knew right then and there that we had voted for the right guy. He is not down with the theme. You know what I mean? Like, and I get people when I'm doing my podcast, because I take a lot of phone calls, so a lot of people call in. And, you know, I've had people that call in with opposition of thought, and they're like, you know, well, he's one of them. And that's usually my go-to. Well, if you destroy TPP, there's no way you're down with the globalists.
Well, exactly. He may hire globalists to then have them carry out what he wants. And he's already gotten like half of what he wanted to do done. It's already better than I ever thought. That's why they hate him so much. Listen, Outlaw Morgan, great having you on. Look forward to having you on again in the future. Maybe you can even co-host with us sometime. Thank you so much, my friend. We're going to come back. And I'm going to open the phones up and take your phone calls so you can respond to all the things that have happened. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-ALEX is the number. Your calls coming up on the other side. And I've got other breaking news as the Democrats get caught basically working for the Russians. Stay with us.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Listening to the antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain.
Toll free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. I'm your host, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Please remember that we're listener supported. And one big area the last 6 months I've noticed that I've really not been doing a good job on is the T-shirt front. Now, T-shirts are one way that we fund our operation. Ball caps, sweaters, you name it. We have a Made in America line, and we also have one made overseas or in Latin American line that's a lot less expensive. But we found Made in America sources that have gone down in price, so you've seen a lot of the Made in America stuff become very, very competitive. The point is that wearing the shirts is obviously visible. You meet like-minded people. You exercise free speech. You let other people that feel alone and don't know there's a global awakening or don't know how big it is understand that we're winning. We're in an information war, and it's your colors, like a motorcycle gang, basically, or a military. And that's why the left wants to throw coffee on people wearing Make America Great Again hats. It's why they attack me if I'm wearing an InfoWars shirt or they see me. But it's only in super hardcore areas like downtown Seattle, downtown Austin. And most people still shake your hand. Black, white, old, young, folks with tattoos, people without tattoos. You name it. But still, about every 20th person goes, F you, F you, F you. You've seen me walk through Seattle or downtown Austin. I mean, cars drive by every 30 seconds. You know, there's like rush hour, F you, Jones, F you. But they'll never actually say why they're doing it. So we've got some stealth InfoWars shirts where it's a black shirt with a gray InfoWars.com where people got to be looking to see it and you can meet like-minded folks. Or we've got big red on black InfoWars.com. And we've got CNN's fake news on one shirt, four or five variants. InfoWars.com is real news on the back. And it's important to get these. And listen, the experience I've had in patriot areas, conservative areas, working areas, suburbs, rural areas is to get your lunch bought and have people, you know, invite you on a date if you're a man or a woman. I mean, a lot of folks end up wearing the shirts. I've had countless calls, countless people on the street telling me, I met my husband wearing an InfoWars shirt. This goes back over a decade. Or I met my wife. Or I met my wife at one of your film showings. I mean, it's we've got three kids now. Look. Or here they are. I mean, it's very humbling. So we've got over 100 T-shirts right now. What we do now is stuff is limited edition. Folks like that. And we've got the Hillary for Prison 2017. Those are about to sell out. We've got a bunch of other T-shirts. We've got the classic that we never stop making. Mass murderers agree. Gun control works with a picture of Hitler, Stalin, and Mao on the front. And on the back, it says politicians love disarmed peasants. That's a shirt I designed 20 years ago on Photoshop myself. We've got a line of women's shirts, a different come and take it. Molon Labe. We've got great new Made in America ball caps by Richardson Ball Caps that's got a patch on it with a Don't Tread on Me snake. There's the InfoWars T-shirt. Click on that one that's black and red. There's no reviews yet. It's brand new. And I again, today I'm going to go work on the T-shirts. The reason I'm saying this, I haven't even given them names. That's the in-your-face InfoWars shirt, red on black, very beautiful. American flag on one arm, InfoWars.com under it. On the back, show folks the back. And then also we can show you another one. Let's go back, and there's one around it. That's the stealth shirt. Now, we haven't named that yet, but it's black with gray on it. If you go back to the main page, black with gray on it. So, again, InfoWarsStore.com, and when we push a T-shirt, it has a huge effect, like the Hillary for Prison or the Molon Labe or the CNN is Fake News or Bill Clinton's a Rapist shirt. I want to thank you all for your support. But there's a whole new season of shirts in for the next fight. We launched the Trump 2020 shirts. A lot of other folks are imitating that. That's great. Support independent media. You know, go buy a Trump 2020 shirt from him. Whatever you do, just get it and wear it. I say that because I've been seeing people put out the liberalism's a mental illness shirts forever. That's a saying from Mike Savage, and others have said it. But I'm going to put out a new variant that says communism small, liberalism big, fascism under it, and it's going to say isms find a cure, basically. The point is exercising your free speech in these bullies' faces. You can also call toll-free. We can answer all your questions. Tell you about different specials. 888-253-3139. We got a bunch of specials on Brain Force. It's about to end any day, 50% off. The new specials are 50% off on Anthroplex. It's so amazing. Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, 50% off. Only do that a few times a year. It's all there. So the new specials are there. A lot of the old specials are about to end. So take advantage of those. Winter Suns, 50% off as well. Okay, I'm going to go to your phone calls right now. I'm not going to recap the big news. I'm sure that's going to get covered in the fourth hour. But everything about the Clintons and their Russia connections and the sellouts is coming out. Matt Dubiel from our great Chicago affiliates can be hosting the fourth hour. Always excellent. Let's go ahead now and go to your phone calls. Christopher in California. Christopher, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Yes, Mr. Jones. You know, I'm calling in to talk about the global awakening of what you're speaking of. And, you know, your fearless crusade to expose the lies and your fearless crusade to reveal the truth is really why I'm calling in. You know, and I would congratulate you, and I would say on a bigger picture, you know, it goes far beyond informational wars, Mr. Jones. I mean, this is about spiritual warfare. And, you know, I invite the entire world to go to thebookofdeath.net. My name is Christopher Kane. My wife is Melissa Ann Kane. And we are the second coming of Jesus Christ and Mary Magdalene. And
all right, listen. I appreciate your call. And we don't screen your phone calls. But it said you want to talk about the current state of affairs. And I know a lot of people go to those roadside deals and get their fortune read, and they're always Jesus Christ or Mary Magdalene or Robin Hood or Plato or Julius Caesar. Nobody's ever a fishmonger from the 15th century or anything. It's all very entertaining. And I agree, inhumanity is the seed of the universe, as Mahatma Gandhi said. So people feel the potential because we're made in the image of God, little g. So I just think it gets a little Luciferian to start thinking we're God. And so that's all I'm saying. If people want to build movements, I think you should just build movements because they're the right thing to do and not worry about announcing that you're Jesus Christ. I think you might actually build something if you just don't get right to the Jesus Christ thing right up front that you're Jesus Christ. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Charles in Deutschland. Charles, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, how are you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Yeah, so I wanted to talk about the AFRICOM attack that happened on October 3rd.
Sure, you're talking about the Niger attacks that killed four U.S. troops.
Yes, yes. This was an attack on a 12-man team of Green Beret in the Niger-Mali border region.
Sure.
And, you know, some new information was just told to the media, and I actually have my own sources because we're over here with the headquarters over here. And
sure. So what do you think's going on there?
Yeah, so the information that was just released is that the fourth soldier was actually found dead 48 hours later. And he was brought in from one of the partners in the region. They were attacked by as many as about 50 militants, probably affiliated with some radicals in the region, some of the local radicals.
Sure, loving Islamists that are making their way through Africa now?
Exactly, and they're pouring.
Well, stay there. I want to come back and get your take on all this, Charles. It's very interesting information. And then we'll go to John and Larry and Reggie and O'Brien and others. And then coming up, Matt Dubiel, who is our great Chicago affiliate, is a great talk show host in his own right. He's loaded for bear on a host of issues and a ton of clips in the fourth hour. And then Owen Schroyer in the War Room, 3 o'clock Central. Don't forget David Knight, weekday mornings, 8 a.m.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Got the killing of 4 U.S. military personnel, Army personnel, in Niger in an Islamic attack. And Rachel Maddow tries to blame it on Trump when it's the left that empowered the huge Islamic invasion of the last 5 years of Africa as part of the Arab Spring. That's a Western-backed jihadi takeover that Trump and our military have now been stamping out, and they try to turn this all around. It's crazy. So I know it's getting late over there. I'm going to let you go ahead and finish up real quick, Charles, in Germany. We know it's a jihadi attack. We understand that. You're saying the other info that some people don't know is that I guess one of these guys got taken away and other people rescued at least the body. Is that what you were saying?
Yes. The entire engagement took a matter of hours. It's still not very clear. About 30 minutes after it first started, French aircraft were able to fly over the terrorists and at least dismay them. Again, it's not very clear what's exactly happening.
Well, Charles, we'll have to look into it. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Now I'm going to go to John in California here. He wants to talk about observation of Vegas shootings. But, boy, the whole narrative collapsed there, just like we said it was false from our sources that were in the FBI. But now you have thousands of other cameras that the FBI reportedly confiscated, phones, and took the info and wiped them. And now new footage emerged of more than 15 ambulances pulling up, taking bodies out of Hooters. That's 0.8 miles away from Mandalay exit where they're taking shooting victims out. I mean, is this thing way bigger than we were told? I mean, they covered up Manhattan Project. What are they covering up here? John in California. You're on the air, sir. What do you think's going on here?
How are you, Alex? How are you today?
Good, my friend.
Sir, I have an observation. The photograph that was shown, the two rifles that were on the floor in the shooter's room, were fake. Here's how they were fake. If those guns were used in that position, in that room, there would be busted glass, thousands of casings on the floor, empty cartridges. There would be debris everywhere, and there was not. Those guns were placed there and photographed there. And if I would give you an
You know, that's a great point. Where are all the casings by the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds all around? I mean, and why is his foot underneath the tripod or the bipod? I mean, the whole thing looks funny. I agree with you.
They're holding back the videos. There was two people registered in the room. Gunfire came from different parts of the building. He was set up, and here's what I think. I think he was a gun dealer. I think he was meeting people to sell guns. And I believe that they met with him probably 6 o'clock at night and said, look, let's go have dinner. Let's look at the guns, you know, and let's go have dinner. They had them all set up. They came in, capped him, took off, and shot from other positions in the building and left him with the bag.
Well, we know there was shooting going on, according to witnesses, and then later they had to change the timeline and admit that was true. We know there was shooting not just at Mandalay, but at other casinos a mile away. So, yeah, we know there's a cover-up, and that the best money thinks that he was some type of intelligence agency cutout and was basically Fast and Furious operation and got set up. A lot of it is pointing towards that, John. And you're right. We show the photo. We just showed it on television for viewers, released by the government or leaked. And there's, where are the hundreds and hundreds of casings? They're not there. Let's put that photo back up. This is crazy. We know we're being lied to. What else do you think's going on?
Well, Alex,
there are a few casings there. See, towards the right hand lower area, the lower third quadrant there on the right hand lower corner. I mean, you can see a few casings, but where are the hundreds and hundreds? Go ahead.
Exactly. If this guy put out hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of rounds running around through two windows back and forth, there should be casings, empty cartridges. How many rounds did he fire? Was he alone? Absolutely not.
Sir, here's the deal. I mean, he could have been behind the curtain, so that stopped him. There's a bunch piled up there. It doesn't matter. The whole story's falling apart. They had to remove the story and stop talking about it, stop blaming gun owners, because the wheels came off of it. And that's why we exposed it, so they'd lose it as a tool to take our collective rights away. But, man, I mean, we know it's fake, and I just can't believe new videos keep surfacing. What do you make of more than 15 ambulances, 0.8 miles away, taking bodies and stretchers by the dozens out of Hooters? I mean, we have the footage. What do you make of that?
Alex, you're going to send reporters down there. You're going to get people on the ground. You got to ask the people in the restaurants, the people who work in the buildings, what's going on. That's the only way you're going to get the truth.
Well, we know. We've actually had people there, and they're all been threatened. They say the FBI says don't talk, and everybody's scared, and that's why there's been two or three of the witnesses already dead. But you're right. You know, I really should go to Vegas. You're right. We have such little personnel. I even had high-level White House folks, connected people, want to meet with me in another city, and I just can't do it. I'm going to send Roger Stone instead, and I'm trying to hire more reporters, and I'm trying to do it. And we had Laura Loomer as a contractor. We've funded her some to be out in Vegas. She's broken a lot, you know, that he was there 3 days before. 4chan broke a lot. I mean, I'm trying my hardest, John, but I hear what you're saying. God bless you. He's absolutely right. We need to do more. 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 I'm just maxed out money-wise, and we're building a new studio. We've hired like 10 new people, video editors, engineers to run more shows, video switchers, producers. We need to hire 6 or 7 more writers. We need 6 or 7 more investigative journalists that are willing to go out and do these dangerous jobs. And we've hired a bunch of people. We're getting them trained right now. And I'm trying. Rob Dew's about to go out of town with some crew for training. of what we do. And so it's going to be an actual news report, but he's taking some of the new guys with him. So we're trying here, sir. We're really trying. That's why people need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get vitamins and minerals and supplements that are really top of the line and high quality that you need. Get great discounts on it and fund the operation. Colloidal silver, everybody needs that. 50% off right now. Anthroplex, amazing. Basically dry form of the Supermel Vitality, already very affordable. At 50% off, unprecedented. Winter Sun, we've never done 50% off on that, but I've noticed if I go massive discounts, you order so much more that it actually makes as much money as if we sell it 25% off. The problem is it trains folks to get it at really, really, really low prices, so people better flood us with orders, but the prices are going to go back up. But we're doing this because you've been supporting us, so it's a win-win. And as the orders go up, I've just been lowering the price. So take advantage of those sales. The Brain Force Plus, 20% more each bottle, that's got to end the next 2 days. We've got the new sales of Anthroplex, Silver Bullet, and Winter Sun out, but those can't last very long. So we don't have the big stockpiles of those. But please sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. Get $50 or more on your order. It's free shipping. But if you sign up for auto ship on things that are going to be perishable, things that you reorder, like coffee or X2 or any of the great products, then every month or every 2 months, every 3 months, you just do one click and cancel if you want. But it just keeps getting mailed to you. We get the support. You get reminded to use the product you want, whether it's Knockout, whether it's Prostaguard, whether it's Lung Cleanse, whether it's Supermel Vitality. I want to thank you all for your support. You make it all possible. We got O'Brien on the Las Vegas shooting. Let's continue along those lines. O'Brien in Maryland, what do you think's going on? Because there's something rotten in Vegas, and it's not all the drugs and all the stuff. It's a cover up. What do you think? What do you say?
Well, basically, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on there. But here's something you may not want to take a look at. What if there was an actual drone actually firing from the 32nd floor. I mean, in a concert hall like that, with all the music going or whatever, the people may not be able to actually hear it.
Even the FBI has been saying they think the next terror attacks will be bombs or guns on drones. And so the cowards don't have to actually blow themselves up or put themselves in harm's way. They don't actually have the gun in their hand. They've got a remote control doing it. It's been proven drones can. Remember, STF Russian 5-6 years ago, had the viral videos of drones out firing guns. So you're absolutely right. That's something we should look at. But people were saying there were people, very close shooting on the ground. And you can hear multiple guns, different types of firearms overlapping. It's clearly not echoes. We've had federal firearms experts, federal acoustics experts that testify in court, prominent Navy SEALs, you name it on, saying clearly that's going on, O'Brien. All right. Thank you so much, O'Brien. Reggie, Larry, and others, your calls are coming up in the next little short segment. Then Matt Dubiel takes over our great Chicago affiliate manager. He's been carrying us there 7-8 years. We really appreciate Matt Dubiel. Also, we should probably put up on screen the affiliate when I plug him. Yeah, WCKG, and I got to remember over 200 affiliates. What's the frequency? That's what you need for radio. 1530. I can remember all this government stuff and all these documents, but I have trouble with it. 50 carrying it for all these years. I should remember it. 1530 WCKG and now 102.3 FM. That's some big announcements concerning that very soon. 102.3 FM in Chicago. Spread the word. We'll be right back.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. Why would you go anywhere else? Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.